This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that was fascinating. Absolutely love her.
The brain is the one thing that we know the least about.
You say you start the day every day with a protein shake, Sam, before you even really do anything.
I do. First thing I do, I walk into the kitchen, I throw a scoop and a half of protein into my protein shaker, and I pound it like it's nobody's business.
And then that
levels me out until I get to breakfast, and yeah.
All right, good for you.
Protein first thing in the morning is very important.
I got some straight from the chicken eggs on Friday out at Rose Hill Gardens, my happy place. And
straight from the chicken?
Yeah, no, the kind that you leave out on the counter.
Right.
You don't refrigerate them.
Yeah,
you just wash them.
Yeah, because they still have the skin on
amazing.
The outside.
Amazing. Like, it's been a while since I've had an Old Farm Fresh egg.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to do eggs in the morning. I'm trying to do protein in the morning.
Super dark yolk?
Adds, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's thicker.
It's richer.
It is richer.
Delicious.
I love it. So listen to this story from the AP. How long does it take you to eat a meal? Do you eat in 20 minutes or less?
Now, we're all trained to eat in 20 minutes or less.
I know
it. That's the old grade school thing, the high school thing. You got to eat that food and get back to class.
Remember at lunch? Most of us got like 22 minutes to eat our lunch, right?
I also never understood the you get 20 minutes to eat your lunch, and then you have to go outside and run for an hour before you can go back to class.
Right. So I want you to ask yourself, does this sound like me? Do you eat a meal in 20 minutes or less? It might be time to slow down. Experts say you can have your cake and eat it too. Just do it slowly. Experts tend to focus on the kinds of foods you can eat to improve your health. But at the speed at which you devour your dinner, it turns out, could matter just as much. There are risks with eating too fast. Think stuck food and the potential to overeat before your brain tells you to stop. How fast is too fast? Here we go. If you're the kind of person who can regularly polish off breakfast, lunch, or dinner in less than 20 to 30 minutes, you are eating too fast.
Really?
It takes about 20 minutes for the stomach to communicate to the brain via a whole host of hormonal signals that it is full. So when people eat rapidly, they miss these signals, and it's very easy to eat beyond that point. Moreover, people who eat quickly are likely to swallow more air, which could lead to bad digestion feelings.
I definitely have that problem.
Not chewing your food properly can also compromise digestion, meaning you don't get all of the nutrients from your food. I think we all do this to some extent. Now, if you're having some five-course, you know, meal with a wine pairing, that's the one time I can remember, like, you slow down. They bring a salad. You slow down. In other countries, they just do this. They just do this in other countries. But in the morning, I'm going to be honest, in the morning, it's usually gluten-free toast with some peanut butter on it, and I'm out the door.
Now, I eat a massive breakfast, and I am guilty of eating it in 10 to 15 minutes. It's usually the last thing I do before I have to get ready to come to work, and so I make my breakfast, I sit down, and I'm on the clock. I have to leave for work at a certain time, so I just pound the food and run out the door.
I've also read this before. Do you sit like in front of a computer, Sam, when you eat, or in front of the TV? Like, it's one of the things that Dr. Teig will ask you, like, where do you eat? Are you eating in your car? You know,
I am a huge kitchen table guy.
You're a kitchen. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I will eat breakfast and dinner at the kitchen table. Sometimes dinner at the coffee table if we're watching like a movie or a show, or like last night we were watching the new episode of 1923. Oh, by the way, that one's gruesome. But I used to be a prolific couch eater.
Oh, yeah.
When I lived in the apartment by myself and, you know, throw some sports up on the TV, kick my feet up, and like you can literally see the cartoon. I've got the big bowl of food sitting on my stomach as I am leaned back eating, but I cannot do that anymore. I have to eat at the table.
I just think if you look 20 to 30 minutes, what percentage of Americans do you think, for the most part, finish breakfast, lunch, and or dinner under 30 minutes, it's going to be an enormous number.
Almost all. And again, almost because that's all. How we were trained to eat lunch for whatever, the first 18 years of our lives. Now, I pushed back on that in high school a lot because of how much I was eating, because I was running track and I was burning a lot of calories, so I needed to take in a lot of calories.
Yeah.
And I would just eat in class and deal with the fact that I was constantly getting in trouble for it.
All right. And then we'll end with this. Wellness rooms are starting to claim space in many homes. Also from the Associated Press, our homes have been multitasking for a while now. They may be where we work. They certainly are where we play. And often they are the place where we feel most at peace. Spurred by the pandemic, dens became offices. Extra bedrooms became workout zones. Dining rooms morphed into creative spaces. That's what we did with our dining room, by the way. That became an office and a creative space during the pandemic. But people are now making room for wellness. And that can mean a whole host of things. It can mean a Zen garden. It can mean that you bump out your bathroom for a larger bathtub on the primary bathroom.
Oh, I can't do bathtubs.
It could be a low-tech sound bathing studio with comfy pillows, yoga mats, essential oils. It could be anything where you find peace in that space. Like maybe you don't live next to a creek, but you want to put the little babbling water feature out back.
I know of at least three people who have Zen rooms in their home.
Are you serious?
They paint the walls a very rich color, whether it's a warm color like a red or an orange, or a cool color like a dark navy blue. It's always a very rich version of that color.
Is this a Gen X thing or a Gen Z thing then? Like,
I think it's just the people that I know.
Okay.
They're into the Zen thing. And, you know, my girlfriend's into yoga and she's a yoga instructor. So we happen to have friends who also fall into that same category.
Sure.
And yeah, they'll have the little rock garden over on the table and the little fountain to just add that water flowing sound to the room. And they also use it as their office. So they're Zen all day long.
I often wonder if you are a yoga instructor or if you work in that space. Like that is your work. Let's say you have people who come into your home and that's where you practice. So how do you, I'm curious how they separate. Like for us after work, Sam, I don't want to listen to the radio. I don't want to talk about the day's events. Please, God, do not come up to me at dinner and ask me, what did you think about the stock market? Like, right. I just don't want, after work, I don't want to talk about that stuff anymore, right? Like, how are your kids kind of thing? I don't know how anyone that works in that space, especially out of their house with yoga or Pilates, how you separate that to become your happy place if that's also your workspace.
I'm about to sound very crunchy, but it's all about feng shui and the energy that you put into the room.
I don't even know you anymore.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even know you anymore.
I am. It's bad.
913-586-7798. I'm proud of you. Scott is back tomorrow. You are listening to Dana and Parks. We have much more straight ahead. Stick with us.